It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey and Chaz here. Chaz, we've been out here all day broadcasting from the Vans Warped Tour backstage at Shoreline. And this band right here, when we saw the lineup come out, we knew a lot of people were going to come just to see these guys.
Absolutely.
And we have one of the members here right now.
Yeah, we've got Armand of Sick of It All.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Dude, like seriously, everyone that I've talked to who said they were going to come and say, "Ooh, I go see Sick of It All."
I know. It's really been a theme.
For you guys.
That's good. It's good to hear because, you know, we always try to put 100% into our live shows. Yeah. The live show is like it's a moment where a lot of people understand the band. Yeah. Because, you know, we're one of those weird bands where people will have heard of us and have heard of our music. They don't quite get it until they see the live show.
Then
when it's understood, then it's a thing. They get it.
They
come back.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Then it's a whole different story. It's kind of a difficult thing, though, to reach people when that's the way people perceive you.
Yeah.
You know,
try to get them to come out to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's
not like you can rely on regular marketing. It's not like you can rely on the regular, like, mainstream music industry to make you more noticed when it's your own live show that brings people in.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we've been talking a lot about that with artists that we've interviewed today about the Warped Tour being so great for that, because you do have a tour where there's all these different kinds of bands that come together that typically wouldn't, right?
Yeah.
So there's, like, you know, there'll be a ton of fans of one band that'll come see your band and vice versa. So you gain a ton of people and kids at the Warped Tour.
It depends on where your stage is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one of the things that we've noticed on this tour, and as crazy as it sounds, listen to this, the best shows for us on this tour, like, I'm not saying, like, today was great.
Yeah.
I'm taking anything away from today, but, like, there have been some other shows where when we are up against, like, sharing the stage with Attila that are going on right after us, like, their crowd, even though they don't know the first thing about hardcore, they don't know the first thing about Sick of It All, but for some reason, they're there for the mosh pit, you know?
Yeah, like, absolutely. You know, like,
that's good.
So they're already there with the right kind of energy. They want that.
And you just pick up on it.
So when we play, it's like this thing where we're playing to a captive audience.
Yeah.
And all those people want to hear heavy, loud, aggressive.
Right.
So it's like, it works. And, you know, it's a strange thing that, you know, to think of Sick of It All being paired up with Attila in that way. But for us, those were some of the best shows on this whole tour.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Has there any bands on this tour that kind of surprised you? Like, you may not know too much about them, but you're like, oh, my God, that's a badass band. I'm going to keep checking them out after this.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, everybody on the hard rock I would definitely say beyond, you know, the first band that comes to mind as far as that goes, because I already knew Municipal Waste was awesome.
I love Municipal Waste.
But a Valiant Thor.
We just talked to him.
Those guys are just like, but beyond the personality, like, you know, every guy in the band has a really strong personality, and, you know, it's like a great guy to hang out with.
Yeah.
But when they get together and they, you know, play their songs, it's just like they're like a jam band, but heavy and aggressive and melodic in their own, like, rock god kind of way. And it's like, it's a real special thing.
He was saying that they're like a band's band or a musician's musician, right? Like, all the bands come out to, like, watch them. Maybe not as many, like, fans.
And in a way, Sick of It All is, too.
Yeah.
Sick of It All sometimes, like, you know, some of these shows on the Warped Tour, it's a similar thing where the audience, you know, at large, might not really understand where we're coming from or what we're doing, but all of a sudden there's all these band members surrounding, like, the whole audience and all on the stage and everything like that, and we're playing for all the guys that, like, we influenced coming up, that, like, all of these, like, heavy bands playing the mutant stages and stuff like that. Like, we've played a part in all of their lives.
Right.
So they'll come, like, check us out and give us that kind of support, and it's great.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, as being a band that's been around as you guys have a lot of people come up to you for like advice or stuff like, I mean, I'm kind of curious, like when the day's over, do a lot of people, when you guys are just hanging out, do they pick your brain for like tips for longevity?
I think it's a generally understood thing that party time is party time. So it's
chill out.
If everybody's hanging out together, it's just a party.
That's cool.
It's not like they really try to.
Going back to school or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like try to get info out of you. Like, oh, what do you think about this aspect of the music industry and blah, blah, blah. It's not industry talk at all.
Good.
Yeah.
Just fun. Networking.
I prefer it.
Cool.
I prefer just hanging out with people face to face, one on one.
Yeah.
You know, like man to man kind of stuff or man to woman.
Yeah. Well, just for you guys, as you know, one of the kings of hardcore, and I'm just curious, in today's world, over the last few years, we've seen a lot of bands who've combined. We think of bands that like to combine maybe like pop punk and like hardcore sound together. Are you a fan of that?
I love variety. I think that one of the things that is kind of killing music in a way is the fact that the more you categorize it, the more you break it down into different genres or sub-genres and all that kind of crap, I hate it.
I agree.
I hate it because that's why Europe is this whole different thing where everybody appreciates everything that everybody does, and it's like it's so much more open-minded. That's why a band like Sick of It All's had a better career over in Europe than in the States, is because we could play the solo hardcore band on this crazy like festival bill, and we'll have a great show. And meanwhile, it's not because it was just a big hardcore thing.
Right.
It's because it was just a show
people
that happened, and people are just open-minded, and they like all of a sudden they're like, "Whoa, these guys! Look at the energy these guys have!" And they're like into it. They're drawn to it instead of being like recoiling away from it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that open-mindedness that comes from having a big variety in any kind of bill, in any kind of festival or any even club show. I like to see it at the club level. I like to see tours go out that aren't like the headliner and then three bands that sound exactly like the headliner.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
I like to see it broken up where it's like drawing from different energies and different people and like different fan bases and all that stuff all put together in one room where everybody can enjoy a variety of music that is all like somehow loosely connected.
Yeah.
That's what I like. That's the way even hardcore was when I got into it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why, you know, we wrote a song a few years ago called Hardcore Equals Freedom.
Yeah.
That was about how free everybody felt getting into hardcore back when we initially got into it.
Yeah.
As opposed to later on where all of a sudden it's like, oh, you don't have the right uniform on. Mm-hmm. You don't look the right way.
You don't look the part, right.
You know,
right.
It's like back when I got into it, every single person that walked through the door to go into the club had their own shit going on, had their own idea of what hardcore should be, and everything was so much richer for it, you know, like you know, you had like fanzine guys that would like express themselves and, you know, through the written word. You had band members, you had dudes that were like famous for being great, like, you know, pit guys, and, you know, but like everybody kind of like drew off each other's energy, and it made this thing that was like bigger than the sum of its parts.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. On a personal level, like growing up for you, you've been such a part of so many people's story, as you were saying. Who are your go-tos, like your musical go-tos?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean,
faves, all-time faves.
Oof, Negative Approach.
Yeah.
Negative Approach from they Detroit.
They just played last night at the Parkside.
With Blood Clot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard. Negative Approach is that if you want like the blueprint for Sick of It All, look to Negative Approach.
Yes.
And it's funny, I've always said that New York hardcore wouldn't be what it is without Detroit. Without Detroit. And that goes back decades, because then you could even take it back to Iggy and the Stooges and MC5 and all those bands that created so much of the sound that we love.
Yeah.
You know, they're all out of Detroit. Alice Cooper, even. You know, like so many influential, super influential bands that came out of that scene that ended up really having a big helping hand in creating what New York was. All that happened that was different was that Mackie from the Cro-Mags threw in a little bit more of like a hip-hop drum beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And created this like bounce,
a little
bit more of a bounce, a little bit more of a groove, and then New York hardcore happened.
Yeah.
Man, you're making me kick myself because my best friend Brian went to the Parkside in San Francisco last night to go Blood Clot.
I heard it was a great show.
I know, and Negative Approach. I was like, oh my god, but you know, Chas and I, we work on a morning show. And I had to be at work at 5 a.m. this morning, so it was like I couldn't do the late night and come here. But I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it was amazing.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad.
I know, but what's funny because a couple months ago, my friend Brian, he's like, I got a gift for you. And I said, what is it? And he hands me this disc and says, Blood Clot. He says, listen to it. And I've heard about it. And then I blasted it in my car, and I was, like, blown away. It's like, oh, my God, it's amazing.
You know what I'm really happy about is the fact that John has something new going on that isn't the Cro-Mags.
Yes.
You know, because you could have a reunion band until the cows come home. It's still all the same songs, like year after year after year after year. But he's got some new stuff going on. I like to hear that career musicians move on and, you know, progress and, like,
evolve.
And evolve and, like, separate themselves. Well, not separate themselves. Like, you're always going to be able to, like, bust out the classics and have it be an amazing atmosphere, but it's cool to hear that people are doing new stuff.
No, I was just going to say, just remind me just on that point is Keith from Circle Jerks. Yeah. I mean, he went start off, and all the music they've been putting out has been amazing. So I can totally agree with you.
Yeah,
like, sometimes it's good to kind of reset, you know, your career and maybe start something brand new at a later stage in your life, but it's been badass.
And that's one of the things we've noticed about hardcore in general is that there's, besides Sick of It All, there have been a lot of bands that have been constantly trying to, like, the members themselves almost keep that in mind, and they're always, like, coming up with, like, a new project, new this, new that, and then they won't be the guy from this band anymore. They'll be the guy from this band.
Yeah.
And it's like this constantly changing thing now. And that's one of the things that Sick of It All is always kind of competing with. And, like, you know, we're not new. Yeah. You know, we're not like this, the next big thing, obviously.
Yeah.
But we're competing with a lot of those type of bands.
Nice. Well, a couple more questions, though, for you. It's just, what do you think of the current state of hardcore right now? Is there any bands right now that you're like, that's awesome, like, they're doing killer job, or gets me excited that there's still a lot more great hardcore bands coming our way?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that that bumps me out about hardcore is the fact that hardcore, ever since day one, it seems like this is the first time we've toured solidly with Municipal Waste.
Yeah.
And I've always said that I've always envied metal crowds because metal crowds, they are so loyal. They're so, I mean, I'm not talking about, like, you know, they're into it for a few years and then turn their backs on it. Hardcore has always suffered from that. Suffered from people getting into it for a number of years, and then all of a sudden, one day, waking up and realizing, oh, I'm not into hardcore anymore. I'm into this other stuff. And they'll never be that same person again that was going off
it's
to
like a
hardcore.
A phase in their life or something.
A phase in their life.
Yeah.
So that's always been something that has been problematic with hardcore.
It's interesting you say that. Just for me, like, you know, when I was in high school and college, I was going to a lot of underground punk shows up in the Bay Area, and, you know, going to a lot of shows with people, you know, from the scene, and, you know, jumping on, like, Facebook now or something, seeing where a lot of them at now, they all change. Like, I remember some of these people used to have colored hair and spikes and, you know, mohawk, and now some of them turn into some, oh, is it like hipsters now? And, like, some of this look, I can totally understand where he's like, I was like, man, they were preaching how hardcore
and
they were.
And now they're too cool to go to a hardcore show. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. I know that's the curse of hardcore in a way.
Okay.
And meanwhile, when you're a metal band and you have, like, metal fans, they're diehards.
Yeah.
Until the day they die, they're like
it's so true.
They're supporting you. Yeah.
They're at every show. They buy everything.
They don't complain about the ticket price. They don't complain about a t-shirt price. They want to support the bands.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, whereas hardcore has this, like, supposedly underground, like, real, like, DIY kind of idea behind it and all that kind of stuff, but that doesn't help with working musicians that are trying to continue.
Yeah.
You know, all it does is allow bands to have, like, a brief moment in the sun, and then you're forgotten.
Yeah.
So you have bands that are coming out that are really good, you know, but their moments in the sun are getting less and less and less and less. And, you know, I would really like to see a change in that, you know, but how do you convince people?
Yeah, I know. That's one of the hardest things. We're kind of the king and queen around here of local rock shows. We're always trying to push people to go out to local shows and all of that. So trust me, we get it.
Yeah.
So we like to end our interviews. We ask every rock star we've ever interviewed the same question. We get the best answers. Do you know the movie Almost Famous?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the last frame of that film, the question is asked, what do you love about music? So, what do you love about music?
What I love about music is the way it brings people together from you know, it's like a big cross section of society where all of a sudden religion is no longer important, where politics are no longer important, where, you know, governments are no longer important, where flags are no longer important. It's like all of those kind of things that are meant to divide people are no longer important. And that's why the powers that be want to shut music down, because music actually takes all of those divisions away. And, you know, music is like this great uniting, binding force amongst society that should have the loudest voice, but it's being, you know, stamped down, it's being pushed down, and it's a scary thing, because you see it all the time. Like, no matter what kind of, like, corporate takeover is going on, you see it in effect, and it's a sad thing, and I don't know. It's like, what can you do? Just support your local scene. Support your local.
That's what we say.
Like grassroots.
Yeah.
Whatever is going on that's like totally grassroots around you, support that.
Yeah. Put your phone down, get off the couch, and go to a show.
Absolutely.
Buy merch.
Yeah. Awesome. Seriously.
Be those Lifer fans.
Thank you so much for making the time today. What's next, though, for the band after Warped Tour?
After Warped Tour, we have Southeast Asia and Japan coming up in October.
Awesome.
So we have like a couple of months to relax, work on some new material, because we have that coming up.
Cool.
We have to create a new album.
Perfect.
Yeah, love it.
Well, hey, looking forward to it. Next time you come to the Bay Area, we can talk more about hardcore and all that good stuff. But like, thank you so much for just all the music from over the years.
Thank you very much, man.
Appreciate it all.
Yeah.
And looking forward to, next time you come through, thank you again. And good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.